Nigel, first of all then, 0-0 with Brentford. Thoughts on your side's performance tonight?
I thought it was a cracking game, first and foremost. People who look at a 0-0, I think that was one of the best 0-0s I've seen for a long time. And it's the best League One game we've been involved in the last 5 months. The tempo of the game, it took us, I think, the first 10-15 minutes, they started so well. But we hung on in there, we kept it a 0-0. And then we arguably had the best chances of the game after that. Probably not the most chances, but the best chances. But I thought it was an absolutely brilliant game for a 0-0. And the physical effort that's gone in again from our players was outstanding.
First 20, 25 minutes, they probably showed what an accomplished side they are against Sheffield United today.
They did, that's why they're second in the league and pushing for the top. You know, similar to Wolves when they came here, you can see. And we said that's a good measure of where we need to be. I'll tell you what, hang on in there as we did. And then got on top for the little spells of the game as well, with four or five players missing. You know, and I think the manager said, you know, you've played an awful lot of games lately, and we have. And you see a few of them shattered again. But absolutely delighted with the point, another clean sheet, and I say the effort that's gone in. Great game.
It perhaps shows in some part, actually, the progression of Sheffield United, because to throw out quite a lazy line, 3 or 4 months ago, they'd have probably lost that 1 or 2 nil.
Without doubt. But the way that we're digging in now and defending, and so the odd time, we don't want it to happen too often, but the odd time they're going to be under we're going to be under the cosh against good sides like Brentford. There's only Brentford and Wolves really come and, you know, and put us under pressure. But even said that, I thought some of the stuff when we did have the ball was great, and we looked a threat. That was the lovely thing. Even, you know, the odd time we got the first half, we looked a threat, and we had the best chance of the first half when Conor Coady went clear.
We'll come on to the game's big incident in a moment, but in the second half, in chances created, but for a wayward pass or a slight deflection for Ryan Flynn, you might have nicked it in the end.
We could have done easily today, and it was one of those games that really was end to end. You know, they're leaving three up from corners and things like that. You know, they're trying to get the win, we're trying to get it as well, and it made for a very, very good game. So, but I fancied when Flynn, you know, a little deflection, just thought it was going to nestle in that bottom corner.
Let's talk about the game's big incident then. So what was going through your mind initially when Kieran Freeman put the challenge in?
We were surprised. Well, first of all, it was a terrible pass that he gave the ball away, square, when he's trying to play John Brayford. So then he's had to make a last-ditch tackle. It was clear he got the ball and, you know, just a bad angle for the referee. He's made a poor decision initially, but he's corrected it. So I think we've got to give him a lot of credit for that, for going to talk to the linesman. The only thing we'll say is, you know, before making those big decisions, go and have a chat with your linesman first and see what he saw. But I think he has to be commended for changing his decision and eventually getting it right.
Brave, isn't it? Because, I mean, we've stood here before. We'll do it again and have a go at referees, I suppose. But that was a big decision that he was right to check.
It's absolutely spot on, and it was a brave one as well, because once you've issued the red card, I think it takes a lot of courage then to change your mind, which he did. But I think it was a pretty obvious one that he did play the ball. You know, and I thought you saw, you know, a lot of times players react and they argue about penalties, but it was so thin. Even their lads were a little bit surprised at it. But say all credit to him, he changed his mind. We thought we had a good shout for one before that as well, when Jamie Murphy came inside. A bit similar to Kieran Freeman's in the first half. He cut inside and the lads sort of, you know, knocked him down from behind. Another one that could have been given.
And possibly one later in the game, but no one was getting a penalty after that incident though, were they?
Probably not, no. Not without checking with everybody first.
So, in terms of, we've seen Baxter play a little bit of football. He was injured prior to the start of the game today. Presumably he's obviously going to be all right for the weekend. What about the others that were nearly men for today?
Yeah, little Stefan Skugels, hamstrings too tight. He was only on the bench and we didn't really want to put him on. Ports had got a couple of whacks, that's why he didn't start the game, but Billy gave us an hour and then Ports came on did the rest. And Jose was still struggling with his whack, so we're hoping the law will have cleared up. And Harris and Hill aren't far off joining in training, but Saturday might be a bit too soon for them, we'll see.
It was interesting about Painter, because it's kind of a big chance for him to maybe try and get some regular first-team football between now and the end of the season. How do you feel he did in that role? Because it was difficult tonight, the way Brentford were playing.
It was difficult because the centre-halves had the ball and were so comfortable. They played the ball in the tight areas. They're all comfortable on the ball. The movement and rotation was very good. So we didn't get an awful lot of service to him. But what we did, he tried to get a hold of it. There was one in the end of the first half. He should have held better. But if we hadn't have had him on the staff tonight, we wouldn't have known who to play up front. Porter's injured, Baxter's injured. So, you know, he did a job for us tonight. It's difficult when you haven't been playing and you come in against the second best side. He's had little bits, 5-10 minutes here and there, but it's difficult when you haven't been playing.
put a shift in though, didn't he? I mean, there's always charging around.
That's it, yeah. Put them under pressure. You know, challenged for all the headers, got a couple in, you know, and did a job for us tonight.
So between now and the weekend, are you going to be able to finalise Freeman, if you like, till the end of the season?
Yeah, we're going to try. I think it might be agreed in principle, but I think he wants to stay. He was up and down tonight, I would think, it'd be fair to describe his performance. I think he did some very, very good things, and then he gave some soft passes away, which he shouldn't be giving away in defensive positions. But he's a young player, and he's coming in, playing out of position as well. We'll keep battling away with him.
Arguably, but not scientifically, that changed upon the penalty, didn't it? Because some of those mistakes came prior to the penalty incident, didn't they? And then after that, he seemed to grow in confidence.
Yeah, he did. A bit iffy at the start of the second half. As you said, you know, get it up to Billy if you're under pressure, because they close down as well as anybody that we've faced this season, you know. So you've got to be brave on the ball, but mainly you should be giving it Jamie Murphy. That's our main outlet. And to be fair, we got a fair bit of the ball to him tonight.
Just finally then, and perhaps for the final time this season, is that the Blades in the playoffs done now? Can you play with a bit more freedom between now and the end of the season?
I hope so. Might be a bit too much now, but we'll see what happens Saturday. See what happens with Peterborough tomorrow as well. We won't give it up just yet.